Spend a weekend in Jackson Hole, and odds are good your restaurant server is from Ukraine or Moldova, while the housekeeper at your hotel could hail from Peru or Argentina. Many are students in Jackson on what's called a J-1 visa. The program is supposed to allow foreign students to experience American culture and earn a little money while they do it. But Jackson has struggled to fill its seasonal jobs with local labor or through guest worker visas. So, over the last decade, businesses there have increasingly come to rely on J-1 visas to fill vital employment needs. Wyoming Public Radio's Miles Bryan reports.
Sandra Cuadrado is 21 years old and studies dentistry at a university in Peru. It's summer there right now, but Cuadrado has spent these last few months living and working the winter season in Jackson on a J-1 student visa.
The idea of traveling here in the United States was to know more about this culture and improve our English.
But Cuadrado says her English hasn't improved much. Same for Antoinette Mendoza, who is 22, studying hospitality management in Peru, and is also here on a J-1 student visa.
I thought here, for example, I will live with American people or from other countries. But we're all from the same town.
That giggling is coming from the six other Peruvian J-1 students in the room. It's a converted hotel room that's now housing mostly housekeepers for the Terra Hotel and Teton Mountain Resort. The J-1 visa program was created by Congress in the 60s to promote global understanding through cultural exchange. Students who come here are supposed to be in jobs and outside activities that expose them to Americans and American culture. But these students say that's not really happening. And as for practicing English, well, Sandra Cuadrado says they are really practicing something else.
We're practicing another language, I think.
We're practicing Mexican.
Mexican?
Because all the housekeepers are Mexican.
Yeah.
What we would hope and what we ask is that all radio communication within the housekeeping departments that they work in, that they try to use English to the best of the ability.
Tyler Barker is the general manager for the Terra Hotel and Teton Mountain Lodge. He points out that the hotel offers six free ski and snowboard passes for its roughly 340 employees to share, and discounts on a number of other cultural happenings around town. Performing arts student Marisol Barba says she likes her job as a server in one of the hotel's restaurants, but she says her three-person room is cramped, even for Jackson.
It's a college dorm room for two people with... Instead of two, like, twin beds, it has a bunk bed and a twin bed, and it has no closet.
The students pay $500 to $600 a month each for these accommodations. General Manager Travis Barker says he loses money on housing overall, but the J-1 students say rent can be a real burden. The hotels promise them an average of 32 hours per week per season, but paychecks vary, sometimes a lot. Here's Antoinette Mendoza.
1 week I have, like, 24 hours. So I were like, what am I going to do now?
Mendoza says during that two-week pay period, she made $525 and paid $275 of that on rent.
And I was kind of disappointed with that because I didn't expect that.
Other J-1 students here had nicer housing and a better experience overall. Many even planned to come back next year. But most of the students I met ended up feeling more like laborers than cultural visitors. The number of J-1 students working seasonal jobs in the Jackson area has nearly tripled in the last decade, up to about 1,000 last year. There is a guest worker visa explicitly meant to fill seasonal jobs like housekeeping. It's called the H-2B visa. But in 2014, the feds only approved about 150 applications to get H-2B workers in the Jackson area. Meredith Stewart is an attorney with the Southern Poverty Law Center. She says her group has been tracking H-2B workers for years.
And we were going to job sites where we normally find those workers, and instead of finding H-2 workers, we all of a sudden started seeing J-1 workers replacing them.
Stewart wrote a 2014 report on abuses in the J-1 program. She says there are a few big reasons why that program is attractive to employers in places like Jackson that have way more seasonal jobs than local workers. First, while H-2B visas require the employer to pay the cost of their employee getting to America, J-1 students pay those costs themselves. Second, the feds require wages for H-2B visa jobs to be set at the average for that job in that part of the country.
And the J-1 program, there's no equivalent prevailing wage requirement.
Finally, it's just easier to hire students than guest workers. The H-2B program is capped at 66,000 workers a year. More than 130,000 J-1 students come to the U.S. to work annually. Meredith Stewart says all this has pushed the J-1 visa away from being a cultural exchange and towards being a de facto seasonal labor program. She says the J-1 visa is meant for jobs like guiding tourists in a national park, not housekeeping.
It's not a cultural exchange job. There are no opportunities for cultural exchange when you're cleaning rooms. It's backbreaking work.
Back at the Jackson J-1 student housing, Mary Sobarba walks me through the kitchen. It's about the size you would find in a bed and breakfast.
This is the shared kitchen.
How many people share this kitchen?
40 to 50 people.
The J-1 students in Jackson I met say they have had some good times. And the Terra Hotel and Teton Mountain Lodge says they're fixing up the students' kitchen for next season. Still, many of the students say the experience was not the cultural exchange that they'd hoped for and that the program is supposed to provide. Most say they would not do it again. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Miles Bryant.